Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, baby boomers, and everybody, Reetha, and everybody who's not a baby boomer.
I'm back.
Reetha's back on BoomerNewsRadio.com. That's our tag, guys. And here we are. Well, Reetha, how did your holidays go? And everybody, hope you had a good Christmas and holidays.
Poof. My holidays were great. I was out in the middle of the ocean for most of it on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I was just sailing around the Pacific. It was a wonderful time. I was on a Carnival Miracle ship on a cruise for Christmas, and I had a great time. I went swimming with dolphins. I went snorkeling. I went on a booze boat. I gambled, met wonderful people. It was great. Jim, how was your holiday?
Oh, it was great. We did the tree this year. You know, I told you about the big giant tree we usually get, and I downsized a little bit because now it only takes two of us to get it in. But it was nice. It just goes so fast. That's my complaint all the time. I mean, all the preparation and Jesus' birthday, I mean, you know, it's the greatest day of the year, but it just flies by so fast, like everything.
I know. Well, they had a wonderful service on the boat. I didn't expect a cruise service to be so great, but they read the Christmas story straight from the Bible, and it was a wonderful Christmas. So I'm glad you had a great one, and I hope everyone else had a wonderful Christmas, too.
Reetha, on this boat, do you have the lights? Do they decorate it, you know, with a lot of lights and things? Or
there were some
much?
Trees. There were some wreaths. People dressed very festive. So it felt like Christmas. It was a good Christmas.
Cool.
And that brings us
That's
up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, Christmas is over, but the holidays are still here. New Year's is coming up. People are still having parties. And I got to tell you, I was at an event last night, and I didn't actually see it, but right in front of the event, a woman in like a Toyota or Honda or something plowed into this guy's Ferrari. $500,000 car totaled it right on the street.
Wow.
Which brings me to my hot topic. Folks, we cannot drink and drive. We cannot use drugs and drive. We can't use prescription pills and drive. It was horrible. It was horrible. And clearly she was under the influence because they had to chase her down. Then the police had to chase her down and tase her. It was horrible. So my hot topic for today is don't drink and drive. As long as there is someone else to take you home, and if there isn't, call Uber. Uber is the best thing invented for people not ever having an excuse for drinking and driving again. We used to not be able to get cabs in L.A., so it was a problem. But call Uber. Download the Uber app today. If you never use it, great. But you have it there if you ever need it. It's Uber. Download the app. I even have a discount code for you so you can get your first ride free. The discount code is J9S as in Sam, 7U. That's J9S7U. You can get a $15 ride for free. Download the app. Have it with you, not just the holiday season, but anytime. You can get a free ride with that code. And don't drink and drive. Just don't do it.
No.
It's not worth it.
No.
It's just not worth it.
That's a fact.
And what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, I was just going to touch on, you know, what's going on with the polls. And, you know, everybody, we're watching all this stuff on TV with the Democrats and Republicans. And I'll just give you a little recap here. The latest GOP poll which is, you know, basically when you hear the term GOP, that's the Republican Party. That's what they're commonly referred to.
The Grand Old Party.
Grand Old Party, right. And here's some of the stats for you. Now, the Republican list is a little bit longer. And this is basically, it's kind of an average of all of them, CNN, Fox, ABC, et cetera. We've got Trump still out in front. A lot of people wrote him off as just a fad, and they thought it was entertainment or die down. Well, now it's getting very serious because he's holding in on the average polls at 38%. Well, if he was in there with everyone else and it was kind of tied up, it'd be one thing. But what makes it real serious for Trump is he's holding that 38% out by himself. And when you're talking about a horse race, the best odds would be if you can find a horse that's the favorite and there's so many points against all the rest, that's supposed to be your best bet. But I'm not
it. So what are the
rest
doing?
I heard somebody say. But then after that, we got Cruz in second place at 18%. And then it goes down the list with Rubio at 11, Carson at 10, Christie at 5, Bush at 4. The Bushes were hoping he'd be higher than that. Ron Paul at 3, Florina at 3, Kasich at 2, Huckabee at 2, Graham, Tocqueville at 1%. Jumping over to the Democrats real quick, the list is much shorter. We've only got three top runners, and that's Clinton, and she's just devouring the Democrat nomination. She's got 56, which will probably take it. Sanders at 34 and O'Malley at 4%. Again, if you're thinking about voting for somebody, guys, do your research. Things do change, but that's where it's at. Basically, it looks right now like Clinton and Bush, Clinton and Trump. And that's what we've been watching, Reith. You know, it could be the final tally like that. So wait.
Well, that brings us up to our first commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way.
Absolutely. Well, we have a guest on this morning. It is still morning. Who is she's one of the younger baby boomers, but a baby boomer nonetheless. She's recently relocated once again to Los Angeles. She's bi-coastal. She goes back and forth from L.A. to New York. And she is a writer-producer. And Gail, are you on the line?
I am. How are you, Reith?
Hi, Gail. Welcome.
Hi,
to the
how are you?
Baby boomer.
This is my co-host, Jim. Jim, this is Gail.
Hi, Jim.
Well, Gail,
nice to meet you.
How were your holidays? Did you enjoy yourself? Did you get to relax a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm Jewish, so I don't really celebrate Christmas, but I did go on Christmas Eve to Flapper's Comedy Club in Burbank, and
oh, okay.
they had a night, the room was packed with Jewish people like myself who, you know, we don't just eat Chinese food, you know, on Christmas
yeah.
Eve. But it was fun. It was fun. The fabulous Al Lubell performed. He's just amazing. If anyone hasn't seen his act, they really need to catch him. He's very, very funny. And there were a few other really pretty good comedians there, but Al kind of, I always think he steals the show. But in any event, it was nice. Thank you very much for asking.
Do you ever worry if you sit close that, you know, how they look down on somebody, they kind of give them the old pick on thing? You sit down close. But anyway, Aretha was telling me that you're a producer and you bring a little bit of the positive scenario to what's going on with the baby boomers. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are producers and there are producers. Aretha, you and I were discussing this to some degree last night. You know, anyone can claim, hey, you know, I'm a producer. But when you're a working producer in this industry, you got to know every single position, what every single position entails and what those people go through. So unless you've been a studio tech, unless you've been a grip, unless you've been a cameraman, unless you've been, you know, a graphics operator, a Chiron person, whatever, you're not really going to have that keen insight on what those people need to get their jobs done. So I would say to anybody who is starting out in the industry, know those positions, because when you know what everybody needs in order to get their jobs done, it makes the workflow go a lot smoother in production. You're not screaming at somebody because so-and-so didn't get what he needs to get his job done from, you know, from Jane or from John, you know. You're making sure that Jane and John do their job so that so-and-so has their materials to get theirs done. You know, I mean, Aretha, you know, you're an actress. Every position is very dependent upon other people's position. Then you as an actress need other people to have their act together. So, you know, I would say to anybody getting into the industry, know every single position of every crew member that's working, you know, on that.
Yeah, that's a good tip. You got to know your business, that's for sure.
And that's where being a baby boomer comes in handy, because you've had time to get that experience.
Exactly, and you know, there's an old adage that, you know, Hollywood's for the young. That's not really necessarily true anymore, because y'all know that, you know, 50 is the new 40, and 40 is the new 30, and so on and so forth. So I know plenty of very active people in their 60s that are very, very good at what they do. People in their 50s, too, very, very good at what they do. You see actresses like, you know, what's her name, Courtney Cox. You know, she's still on TV. She looks fabulous. You know, actresses that are, you know, moving up in age are still getting work. They're still getting roles. Diane Ladd, God bless her. She's just out there doing her thing. You know, I was friendly with Dick Van Patten, who, you know, up until a few years before, you know, he passed recently in the, you know, the past year. He, well, what, 6 months ago or so, he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was always had something to contribute. So a lot of these actors, Ed Asner, another one that I worked with, he's working, you know, currently. He's in his 80s. So when people say to me things like, oh, you're 50, you're over the hill, you're not over the hill at 50. You're not over the hill at 60. You're still vibrant and active, and you have a lot to contribute. You know, and nobody really ever pegs me for my age, so I don't really get that, you know, ageism thing. And, you know, I'm not like one of those really well-known personalities that people say, oh, she's so-and-so, you know what I mean? So it's not like that for me, but it all comes down to the quality of the writing, the quality of your work, your experience, and, you know, what you have to offer.
Chris,
now, what projects do you have coming up, Gail?
Wow. I'm glad you asked that. I was the head writer on a project about a guy that everyone has seen, yet nobody knows who the hell he was, excuse the French. His name was Maxie Rosenblum, and he went by the name Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. Most recently, in the past few years, there was a movie called Gangster Squad. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it starred Ryan Gosling and I forget who else was in it. I think Sean Penn was in it. That movie highlighted the club Flapsy Maxies. Maxie Rosenblum was a boxer who turned actor-comedian, and the first role that he ever did was with Frederick March and Carol Lombard in Nothing Sacred, and that was in 1937. He kind of stole the scene that he was in, and he went on to have this, you know, 40-odd year movie and television career. He opened up a nightclub that turned out to be the first comedy club in the history of comedy clubs called Flapsy Maxies. And their first location was on Wilshire, and their second one, I'm sorry, their first location was on Beverly, which is now owned by Quentin Tarantino. It's the new Beverly Cinemas. And the second location was on at 5655 Wilshire, and that's now an IHOP, which we think that Maxie would have found that amusing. But in any event, the film is it's a great look back at old Hollywood. It's a period piece, and Maxie Rosenblum, I encourage people to look him up. He has a Wikipedia page. We have a Facebook fan page called Flapsy Maxie. Anybody can go on there and see all about Maxie. Just a fabulous, fabulous man, and we want to do his life story. My partner is his only surviving relative, Randy Rosenblum. So only surviving relative that was, you know, that knew Maxie, so to speak. That's one project. And again, it comes down to the writing. Our agent on that has unfortunately a lot of other, you know, projects going on, so he can't push that forward as much as we want him to. Again, a man who I encourage you guys to have on your show, Lee Steinberg. Wonderful man. He's out doing his book tour. He has a book called The Agent that's out right now. He was a consultant on the movie Concussion with Will Smith. Very active, very, you know, vibrant guy who is restarting his career. You know, how many people can say that at 60-something years old, you know? Yeah, I mean, he's fabulous. I encourage people to look him up. But, you know, he, unfortunately, he's got a lot of things going on, and, you know, we're looking to move our project forward. So we'll see what goes on with that.
And your other project about Nanny?
Yes, fabulous, fabulous life story of a woman that not a lot of people know about, but yet she was very well known in her day. She was the mentored by Booker T. Washington, and she wound up being the first mentor and financial supporter of Martin Luther King Jr. She knew the Kings very well. And she's just this wonderful, wonderful life story of a woman that came out of the indentured servant era. She worked her way up. She was the first secretary of the National Baptist Convention. She wound up to be a key supporter of the NAACP. She was there when all of that, you know, started going. And unfortunately, I can't talk too much about her life story. But that is one woman who, if you look up to anybody in historical Black history, she's definitely probably the one that people should really investigate because of everything that she stood for, the values that she held true, what she did for the Negro spirit coming out of that indentured servant era. Just a wonderful life story that, Rita, I'm hoping you're going to jump on board with me on that one.
I hope so, too. And what's her name? Nanny Helen?
Nanny Helen Burroughs.
Nanny Helen Burroughs.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know, Gail,
again,
we're talking about the transition thing here, and an investor said years and years ago, follow the baby boomers and you'll do fine. And there's this big transition period, and people, you know, are starting to realize when they put something out there that has to do with, you know, things that happened back in the 60s, it's drawing a lot of interest in a large crowd of people, which are the baby boomers. And in music, it's the same thing because they had a lot of the bands that were very popular, but they dispersed. And this lady went out and tried to gather the bands back together, but they had feuds going on and they had, you know, issues with finances or whatever years ago. And they managed to put some together and they become very popular now. So, you know, that might be something going on with, you know, films now. And you mentioned the older actors. One of my favorites, I don't know if you ever met him, and talking about age, was Christopher Lee. I remember him when he was a young Dracula. And now he still does the Star Wars stuff, and he's like 93.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just
I've never met Christopher Lee. Do you ever hear the name Milton DeLug?
Milton DeLug, no.
Milton DeLug was the leader of the house band at Club Slapsy Maxie's, and he went on his first gig out of Slapsy Maxie's was on the Tonight Show, I guess with Jack Parr, I want to say, and he was in the house band there, and then in the 70s he went on to work with Chuck Barris on all of his productions. So he created the theme for the Gong Show and the Dating Game. That was all Milton DeLug. We interviewed him for Slapsy Maxie. You can see a clip of the interview with it's in the same video, I think, with Dick Van Patten and Jane Keane. I don't know if you know who she was. I'm glad I interviewed all these three people that knew Maxie before they passed away, because they all passed away within the last 3 years.
See?
Jane Keane.
Exactly.
Jane played. Where can we see these videos and get in touch with you? Is this your Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, on Facebook, if you go to Slapsy Maxie, it's S like in Sam, L-A-P like in Peter, S-I-E, then the word Maxie. You'd see a pop-up of a young shirtless Maxie Rosenblum in black and white picture. That's our page. So if you just go and you liked it, you can sift through. If you go to, I think it's photos, and then you go to videos, you can see all of the different clips and see who Maxie was and everything.
You? Do you have a Facebook page where people can reach you in case they're interested in investing in Nanny or Slapsy Maxie or any of your other projects?
Yeah, we're looking to get a studio pickup for Maxie for sure. You know, so we have the story department at Warner's wants to read our stuff, but it needs to go through a signatory agency, and unfortunately, you know, we don't have a signatory agent on this. So, you know, that's one way that people can help get that story off the ground. That would be fabulous. Nanny, we're looking to do that as an independent production, and that would be less money. But they're both period pieces, so you know they're not $500,000 budgets. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Nanny, we're definitely looking for investors. The most important thing about Nanny was her message was very crucial to one's survival in the world, let's just say. Her message is very poignant, and I don't want to give that away until the movie comes out. But let's suffice it to say that Nanny is something I want to do as an independent production, because you have to be careful in Hollywood that your messages are not swayed and that the person's true life story comes out like they lived their life, and that's what you want to do. You want to get the closest to the truth, and I honestly know the truth of her story, and I can tell you that it would do such amazing things to get that message out to the black community.
How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. It's my Facebook is Gail Bleckman, G-A-I-L, then B-L-E-C-K-M-A-N. And excuse me, if you'd like to send me an email, that would be gbleckman@AOL. So it's pretty easy to touch base with me. I'm really excited about that Nanny project, because that's fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Gail.
Any agents out there, any investors out there, and you're interested in getting involved in these projects, and she's got other projects going on too, make sure you get in touch with Gail, G-A-I-L, Bleckman, B-L-E-C-K-M-A-N, on Facebook. Or what's your email address again?
Sure, it's gbleckman@AOL.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on the show, Gail.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Aretha, for having me. And thank you, Jim. It was nice to meet you. And I I hope to speak with you soon.
Okay.
Sounds good. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay, take care.
There goes the show, Reese. She's a busy lady.
Absolutely, and that brings us to our next commercial.
There we go.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
95335 is the code, Reese.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Today I want to tell you about an app called CareZone. It's a great app. Are you ever sitting in the doctor's office and they say, which medications are you taking? And you say, CareZone is great. You get your meds, little containers, and you take pictures of the label, and it actually reads the label and makes a list of the labels that you're of the medications you're actually taking now. It puts the name in the app. It puts how many milligrams it is and how many times a day you're supposed to take it. You don't have to worry about trying to remember how to spell it, how to say it, or anything else. All you have to do is snap a picture. It's got all kinds of little things in there that you can use. It has a tracker section where you can track your blood glucose, your blood pressure, your pain, your headache, your mood, your body temperature, your sleep duration, all kinds of things. You know how they'll say, well, keep a diary of stuff, and you forget to write it down? This makes it real easy. It's right at your fingertips on your phone. There's a journal where you can write little notes and keep up with your medical conditions and issues. Contacts, so you can have all your doctor's names in one place. Notes, a to-do section, photos and files. You can take pictures, and then you can send them to your doctor, to your relatives, or whatever. They have a news section and a sharing section, so you can actually share the information. And they even have a thing where you can record a message and send it up to 100 people. So say if you're in the hospital or you're sick or something, you can, instead of having to call all these people because you're sick, you just send them the text and it'll send it out to all of them with your actual voice. So it's called CareZone. It's absolutely free. Go to your app store. I love the feature where you can actually just take pictures of your medicine and it writes it out for you. And it will also remind you when your refills are due. CareZone. Go to your app store. Great app.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers. Baby boomers. It's time for Jim.
Okay, guys, a little recap because we talk about retirement, you know, when to take Social Security, when not to take it, should I keep working? Well, in an article on CNBC, 30% of retirees would be returning to work. In a study by Rutgers, a survey asked 7,700 adults about their employment status and their intentions with, you know, the regard to future work. Among those identified themselves as retired, 40% reported that they had stopped working involuntarily And 30% said that if a job became available, they would unretire and return to work. The issue is the plans did not go as planned, basically. At 30 or 40, most did not lay out their retirement scenario. If they did, it was set up to, you know, the basic living expenses. But you have to think, when you work, you make more money and have less time to spend it. After you retire, you know, what happens? You're sitting around and you got a lot of spare time to spend money. And that's what happens. And you have the cost of, you have your kids and then their kids, and you have travel and so on. There's just more and more expenses that come up that you didn't plan on when you're sitting around thinking of retirement in your 30s and 40s. So, and relocation, hobbies, the scenario goes on. So it can be, you know, very costly when you retire. And you're in a world of expense that you didn't plan on. So you have to think. There's 10 reasons to continue working, they say, after retirement, and some of them you don't think of. One is work helps you stay physically and mentally healthy. You can also enjoy work or say you want a different role. You get tired of the certain scenario you had all those years, so you can follow your dream, some particular line of work that you want to get into. You may want to work part-time instead of full-time. You may need just enough money to pay some extra bills that you have coming in, like some of the ones we talked about. You want to try a new line of work. And you can't imagine not working. You got to remember there's scenarios that could help out, because you don't want to keep making that list I told you about. In the left column, you put all the income, and then the right column are all the expenses. Well, you want to come out at least 30% ahead on the right column. And you want to, just cut back where you can cut back if that's the scenario. And remember, you can also work at home. You're not going to be filling out applications the way you used to. You know, it's now online. And learn a new skill. And remember the scenario we talked about in prior shows about starting your own business. There's all kinds of scenarios you can research online. You can literally stay home. You don't want to drive far if you get another job. Keep it close. And, again, you know, you could wind up finding a scenario where you could stay home and do a small online business. But just keep it in mind, because the scenario is very it's just the numbers are really dividing now. Money's running out, and, you know, like I told you, the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire with $500,000, and they're retiring with only $20,000 or $30,000, which doesn't last long. So let's do our planning.
Not at all.
No.
Well, thanks for those wise words, as always, Jim. And did you know that EasyWayBroadcasting.com now has a community section? It contains an elite membership wall that promotes all your social media, allows you to communicate with your elite influencers in the Easy Way Circle. It connects our subscribers to the best. And just go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and you can go to the community, and it's a whole new feature. There's also the Easy Way app. It's available for Android, which houses this community also. And Easy Way TV. Easy Way just has all kinds of stuff going on. Easy Way is creating its own world.
Well, he's been showing me, which, you know, you'd appreciate it more in the technology, but even with my lack of experience with all this kind of stuff, it's easy for me to understand this situation he has with the group. The people joining this are just getting information from each other, and it's becoming so simple and, you know, easy to follow. And it's such benefits for them. I mean, they're tying in and locking into other individuals that are helping with business and all kinds of scenarios. This technology is amazing, and they're on the
cutting
edge.
Well, I understand Eric is actually standing by. Eric, no one knows it better than you. Give us some insight.
Oh, we got him? Okay, I thought he was...
Hey, what's, What's going on? Thank you, Aretha. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm always standing by. I love your show. I always make sure I put all the appointments aside and all the calls and listen to Boomer News Radio. By the way, I love that the name changed because the rankings and the traffic and everything has been better because I think Boomer News Radio is a little bit simpler. But hey, guys, I'm Eric Zulli, if you don't know me, CEO, founder of Easy Way Broadcasting. Lots and lots of exciting things. First and foremost, Boomer News Radio. .com. We made our special shows, the shows that really create a lot of results and we get a good response from our tech team, our coding team. We put professional direct sites together, which is a piece of Easy Way Broadcasting. It's one of our top shows. We love you guys. And boomernewsradio.com, you get all the information, and the Twitter is Radio Boomer if you want to follow it. Our numbers have been shooting up like crazy. The app is amazing. We are offering opportunities for baby boomers, for people that support baby boomers, for everybody in general. And we connect the best of the best. We connect our listeners, our viewers, our supporters, our people that interact. That's the key. If we see you interacting on our social media, we connect you to the best of the best and eliminate your stress. That's our motto. We have our app. Are coming out thanks to Manny's Apps, which is one of the top 10 app development companies. They created the Easy Way app, which is available for Android right now. We're waiting for approval from Apple. And you can go to easywaymobile.com. We'll be putting the radio portion of this app on soon, so you guys will be tuning into all the wonderful shows. We have some new shows coming up, too. A gentleman that works with Oprah and Dr. Stella Snyder is going to be doing Live Today starting January 17th. We also have Beauty Pop, which is hosted by Miss North America United Nations. We also have an edutainment show coming up, which is education from a professor at universities and an entertainment guy. It's going to be, I think that's going to be a very edutaining show. Aretha, we're going to be recognizing you too moving into the new year because you've been with us for an entire year pretty much. We really appreciate you. You've been our celebrity ambassador. You've just been amazing, and we're playing with some pretty interesting people right now. And I'm going to go here soon because I know you guys got to finish up the show. But I wanted to tell everybody about Easy Way Magazine. Okay, I was just on Periscope. For those of you guys that don't know what it is, it's the largest interactive live broadcast application you can get free. Twitter bought it for $100 million. Every celebrity from Jamie Foxx and down is on it right now. Aretha Gray is on it. I'm on it. And it's the best way to interact and grow your audience. And so we work with some of the top Periscopers and live streamers on the internet. And we actually have tips and tricks coming from them, as well as myself, as well as Aretha is going to be putting in some stuff for Tech Time and just some things that you're not able to hear in the show, you'll be able to get from the magazine. And so we consider ourselves the People Magazine of streaming. So we're working on this magazine, which will be available on the Easy Way app. It'll be available for print, and it'll be available on the web through easywaymag.com. Right now you can get a preview version of it by going to easywaymagazine.com. Yes, Dad, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Weren't you on Periscope? You get a lot of interesting people on that. Didn't you have somebody on Periscope that was with one of the cell phone companies or something?
Yeah. Actually, John Legere popped into my Periscope. For those of you guys that don't know John Legere is the CEO of T-Mobile. And so I was doing a free giveaway of a GripDat with a D, GripDat.com, which is a cell phone holder. It allows you to go 30 feet away. It's a patent pending item that's one of our sponsors, which basically allows you to remotely control your phone in your GripDat 30 feet away, and it's GoPro capable. So maybe that interests him, or maybe I was interesting to him, or I don't know. But he popped in my Periscope, and I had no clue who he was. I thought he was a troller. I thought he was someone just kind of smack because he's. You know, and then everybody's like going, dude, John's in your scope. I'm like, who the hell is John? So finally he says, I'm the CEO of T-Mobile. And all of a sudden I'm like, hey, John, how you doing? Da-da-da. My focus jumps to him. But no, it was a fun scope. You guys can go look at the replay. It was an honor to meet him real briefly. And I'm looking forward to having another conversation with him. And you guys will see the tweets if you follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Make sure to follow Aretha Gray, too. Aretha's got some amazing tweets. I'm sure everything she's talking about on the show will be there on that Twitter. We also do blog updates on the website, boomernewsradio.com. Dad, we got to get you Twittering. We got you Facebooking, but we got to get you Twittering here soon.
You know what, Eric? I'm not even Facebooking. I feel bad when people do this Facebook thing, and I don't follow. I don't go on Facebook, you know. I don't go on the computer. I have 30,000 unread emails. It's like time for me to get going here, I guess.
We need a little chime on this show. Whenever a boomer type of comment comes on, you need something that's like boomer time or something. I don't know, because like all the boomers do that. But Aretha would agree with me, man. You have no idea how important social media is, even for the boomers. And it's really not that hard. All it is typing and clicking a button. You just get to simplify things in your mind.
I want to go on boomer cruises. I want to go on boomer cruises with Aretha. That's what I want to do.
We'll work that out.
Cruise. Yeah. I need to get away.
Well, thanks for coming on, Eric. It's always great hearing from you and getting the real skinny on what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. Guys, boomernewsradio.com, Radio Boomers on Twitter. By the way, you guys are creeping up to 50 followers, and we just made the Twitter, by the way. So you guys are getting some attention, some interaction on the Twitter. All right, guys, I'm Eric Zulli. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Eric. All right, we'll see you later. Well, Jim, we're way past time. Yeah.
But
thanks,
it's
guys,
always...
for joining up. Thanks for coming on the show with Aretha and I. And like I say, I'm going to hold Aretha to that. We're going to try to do a live cruise with our Baby Boomer show here, Boomer News Radio.
I'll be putting up my pictures. I said I was going to blog while I was there, but I couldn't really get a good signal. So I'll be putting up my pictures and my little blog and my little stuff on my Facebook page, ArethaGray.com, and I'll put it up on the Baby Movers page, and that'll be coming up in about the next week or so. It'll be on there.
Good.
Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday, rest of your holiday. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Don't drink and drive, because we want to see you back here next year in 2016.
Yeah, and I want you to tune in next week, because I've got some questions. I'm going to ask about 5 or 10 questions. I want to see how many baby boomers or whatever gets the questions right, okay? And
All right.
Coming on, everybody, and we'll be talking to everybody next week. So long, Reith.
So long.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.